Wade Burn! Oh, he had a big piece of it, couldn't bring it down. Norton crumbs it, gave it back to Wade Burn. How good is this kid? How good is this kid going to be?
Oh, that was the pipe in full voice there, and he's talking about Cody Waitman, of course, who missed the preliminary final with just some concussion symptoms. The full expectation is he'll be back for the grand final. I guess they're all a bit nervous in the Waitman family until such time as the teams are announced. Rob Waitman, Cody's dad's been good enough to join us. Morning to you, Rob.
How are you, Gaz? How are you?
We're going well, mate. We're excited. I tell you what else excites us is when your young fella gets out there and starts doing his stuff. He's had a fantastic year.
Yeah, so as long as he can keep it going this year, Saturday, that'd be brilliant. Yeah, it'd be good against the Dees.
How nervous are you, Rob?
Getting there. Sort of last night it sort of hit me. starting to build up towards that day now. Yeah, exactly, Tim. Yeah. We're just rafties there, though. That's the main thing.
Staying on the tools. Yeah. I know you're a plumber. You're just going to stay on the tools and sort of keep your mind and body occupied up until the first bounce?
Oh, I get tied up on a desk these days, mate. I'm getting on. Younger blokes take over doing that. We'll just keep our mind active, yes. And, it always comes into your mind, as you'd know yourself. It'll be a good hit out between them all. They're two top sides, both in form. Couldn't ask for a better weekend to see what happens. Yeah.
Will he give you a call for a last-minute rev-up?
I speak to him on Wednesday, so today's Wednesday, so we'll be having a chat today.
what do you got in mind for him?
I don't give any advice anymore. I got told that a while ago, so we can chat about anything.
Hey, how's his health, Rob? Because he missed the prelim, he had the little head knock. It didn't seem to be one of the real bad ones, so they did the right thing and cautionary, didn't play him in the prelim. How's he feeling? Has he been able to tell you that?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, he come out of it pretty good. Yeah, he was pretty rapid. He had a bit of a slight headache on the Monday, but other than that, was all gone. And yeah, we just pumped the boys, got in. With the reserves, VFL side all there as a squad, they're all just pumped in behind each other, which was fantastic. But yeah, he's raring and ready to go if he gets the nod to go in. I think you'll see him go at his best because he loves the pressure.
Yeah, seemed to thrive on the occasion. He played at Halebury. He was a captain there under Matty Lloyd, the great Lord-O. Did you always like flying for a big mark?
Yeah, I think there was a piece in the paper this week where he's in a junior. He was standing on some kid's shoulders in the juniors. So, yeah, he was just unique in the way he always played. He had a bit of flair. And, he could kick left and right foot easy. From word go, he just practiced and practiced out in the backyard. And, just kept on going to where he is now. Yeah.
Talking to Rob Waitman, Cody's father, he looks like a hyper sort of a young man. Rob, I can only imagine what he might have been like when he was a toddler. Did he get up to some mischief?
Yeah, he's a bit of a pain in the ass, really. you wouldn't know. You'd be walking through the house and all of a sudden there'd be a football hit you in the head. He'd stand at the hallway, I reckon, for about 20 minutes or so until someone walked past, and then bang, you'd cop it. You'd never know where he was coming from, but he'd never sit still. He was on the move all the time. I remember one time I came home, he'd been pestering me for some goalposts out the paddock, so of course I didn't do it. So I came home, he had 4-star pickets in the ground, 90mm pipe sticking up in the air, he was kicking his footy and he was happy, so... Then he got the mower out, mowed a oval, and I said, went down to him and said, "Are you going to keep the cows off, mate?" So up went a fence. So, yeah, he was always doing something.
We're with Rob Waitman, who's the dad of the young excitement machine, Cody, who we expect to be back in the side for the Western Bulldogs this weekend. How are you going to watch the game? You and Nicole, you got a big family there, or what are you going to do?
Yeah, he's got a brother and two sisters, but we're all out of our little bubble range. So me and Nick will just be sitting at home yelling at the TV, I dare say. Yeah, no, we'll be sitting there pretty calm and, having a look at it from home. But, pity we can't be there, but there's a lot more people in work.
Exactly.
Conditions of what we are.
So, no, you're right, Rob.
We're just lucky we can watch it.
Yeah. And Nicole's a hairdresser. Is she responsible for Cody's do?
Yes, all your life. Yes, he. I don't know. There's a bit of a fight on that at the moment between he gets to choose these days. Normally, when he was younger, she chose. So, but he's changed it to what he wants, and there's strict instructions. So, yeah. So she's got to abide by what he says now.
He hasn't fallen into the mullet team yet.
No, there was a bit there. I think last year I did see one haircut, and yeah, it was a Warwick Kappa look. And I was going, God knows where we're going here. I think Toby did it. But yeah, he's got it back to some normality. So it's not too bad now.
As we let you go, we've got lots of messages. I don't know if you remember Frommy, but he's just text through. He said he used to play footy with you at Hallam Hawks back in the 80s. You were the captain. Great player, yeah. Hard as a cat's head, he reckons.
Yeah, that were the old days. Yes. You'd get away with a fair bit then, as you know, in the old days.
You would. Hey, Rob, we wish you all the best. I can't imagine what it's like to be the dad of a young fella that's about to run out in the biggest game of the year. Oof. So I mean, it'll be a nervous time, but it'll be so rewarding, and you'll be the proudest man in Australia. So thanks for jumping on and giving us some time this morning.
Yeah, no, that's great. And I did hear too, Gaz, you were weighing a bit last week when I was listening to the radio station about Melbourne. Timmy put it to you about a tattoo, and you weren't really 100% going with it. What's the go there, mate? You're dropping off.
Have you got any, and have you committed to one? If Cody is and the boys can salute.
Yeah, well, we could do something together. Right? I mean, Gaz, we could virtually put it in writing now that
good
if
idea.
The dogs get up, I'll get one, you pay for it, or vice versa. So what do you reckon?
He's nodding.
You put a bit of pressure on me.
He's nodding furiously, Rob.
Come on, Gaz.
I could possibly get something small, Rob, if that would be the case, just to save you a few dollars. We can talk off here, Rob. You're not supposed to be the one putting me under pressure,
Rob.
This morning.
I think he's running, Tim.
Hey, I can tell that he's running. Always good to talk to a fellow plumber too, Rob.
Yeah, no worries. Good stuff, Rob.
Good luck, mate.
Thanks
great to
that.
Talk
See
to you.
Ya.
So there's Rob Wakeman.
Ripper Rob.
Oh, the dad. Unbelievable. He's trying to paint me into a corner there. Oh, Robbie.
I rarely see you fumbling around, but you were fumbling around there.
Well, I love talking to dads of the players. I mean, I always think of my dad, of course, and then you with Joby Obi-Wan Kenobi. I can't imagine it. And not being able to be there too for Rob and his wife, it would be so hard. So we're thinking of them all, and good luck on the weekend. Just going to be a great day for them. It's a bit of a longer wait now, Wispy, with the Twilight game, so they're going to have to fill the day in.
Yeah. Well, you can fix a few more leaking taps during the day, Gary. That's what that amounts to.